Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A with Austin's Duncan Fellows. They've got their debut full-length coming out on August 25th. That's tomorrow. Both Sides of the Ceiling. There's a show supporting that album on September 8th. It's happening at Barracuda. Guys, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
A song called Kerosene.
Screams his diary rings her on the telephone. Dirty sheets and secrets that they keep behind the dark.
We're in Studio 1A with Austin's Duncan Fellows. That is a song from their upcoming album, their debut full-length, Both Sides of the Ceiling. It comes out tomorrow. And if you like what you hear, you can hear more of it on September 8th. They're playing Barracuda. All that information, of course, at BarracudaAustin.com. I'm sitting here talking to guitarist and vocalist Colin Harmon and guitarist Colin Trevino. But they're not the only two guys in front of me. Can y'all introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah, definitely. We've got Jack right here on the Juno. We've got David on bass and Mr. Tim on the drums. Mr. Tim.
Awesome. So you guys have been around. We've got the full length coming out about just over halfway through 2017. But by my notes, you guys formed around 2012.
Yes.
And there's a kind of dramatic story around it.
At least from the bio. Yeah. We basically, Colin lived in a house over on Duncan Lane, and there was probably around 14 guys living there at the time.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a little...
Sorry, that just sounds gross.
Yeah. It was
disgusting. Probably just as many rats as guys, too. So it was gross. It was very gross.
It was very gross. And yeah, but I ended up being over there a lot, just kind of hanging out and playing music, and then we ended up, I guess, just picking up guitars one day and played, and it stuck. We started rehearsing in this tiny little room in the middle of the house, and kept at it.
Awesome. So how long have you guys been playing? So you guys have been playing together for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been playing?
I mean, I started playing piano when I was like 4 or 5. Picked up guitar probably like 19 or 18. So most of my life.
The teens. Yeah. I started playing guitar when I was a teen. I was in a cover band in high school.
Nice. What kind of cover band?
Hendrix, Allman Brothers.
Okay, cool.
It was fun. Yeah, we played at like La Zona Rosa at one point, which was cool.
Nice.
That was fun.
No MCR covers for you then. We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Duncan Fellows. We're talking about their new album, their debut album, Both Sides of the Ceiling. It's out tomorrow, and their release show on September 8th at Barracuda. So let's fill in the last 4 years from that hot, gross day in the house of as many rats as men to today here in Studio 1A, new album coming out.
Yeah. Go for it. So we had this like EP that sort of was formed by like the band started as like seven people, so we all kind of brought the instruments that we had owned, which were pretty, you know, crappy instruments, and we sort of had this collection of songs that we went and tracked at my uncle's studio in Houston, which was a good but kind of weird experience. And we released that, started playing shows around Austin, and it's really been a slow, like a long, we've just stuck with it for, I'm probably missing some details, but it was just like the personas changed, but we kept playing and I don't know, had a good time doing it.
Yeah.
And then we recorded Marrow, the next five songs with like the newer lineup, and that was like kind of our more legitimate take at trying to make something. So we learned a little bit more about our instruments. We're like, hey, this is really fun and I think we'd like to do this more moving forward. And so we gave it our next best shot, and we're just kind of continuing to do that as we move forward. Like, okay, let's get better. This is still a lot of fun. How can we do it better? We went on a couple tours, which are awesome. We went on one with a band called Houndmouth, like in the Southeast, and then one with Joseph up over on the West Coast, and we were kind of hooked after that. We're like, yeah, this is awesome.
Awesome. So how long have you guys been intact as the current lineup?
Probably about 1 year.
Or so? Cool.
Yeah. So we added Jack over there about a year ago. He was already living at our house, and the person on keys dropped, and it was a pretty easy decision.
So. Nice. So you guys live in Austin, but you recorded this in Denton, or most of it in Denton?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it was actually Jack was our connection with our producer up in Denton. His name is
Way
Brack.
To go, Jack.
Yeah, so came in to play keys, got us a producer, and Brack's been playing music that we really respected for a long time, and we just respected his ear. He's a really nice guy, and we also like the idea of going somewhere to record an album as opposed to doing it here, like go be focused in another place. But we recorded in this studio. Redwood Studios, which is an awesome studio, but there was only like one tiny little AC unit that was faltering. It's like our entire band story. It's like no AC.
Around broken ACs.
Literally. Yeah. And it was good. And it was so hot. All the songs like we were playing in our boxers basically. It was just sweat. But, I mean, it ended up being fun. You can hear that on the record. We had a good time. So.
Awesome. That's Colin Harmon. He's the guitarist and vocalist of Duncan Fellows. We've also been talking to guitarist Colin Trevino. Of course, talking about their debut album, Both Sides of the Ceiling, that comes out tomorrow. They're playing a show at Barracuda on September 8th. And who are you guys playing that show with?
Yeah, we're playing with a Denton band called Us Presidents. And then one of our buddies who's actually one of the original members in the band, his name's Brody Price. And that's the stage name, too. So
nice.
It'll be a good time.
Awesome. My last question, my favorite question to ask people. Well, first of all, who are your major influences?
Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm going to list some of the classics to be sure, like the Beatles, Beach Boys. Yeah, there you go.
Harry Nilsson. Yeah.
And yeah, Harry Nilsson. I started playing acoustic guitar, like listening to Ben Howard's early records.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that guy plays guitar really strange. And I just tried to mimic him.
Sure.
So that's what got me into acoustic guitar. And then that was when I was really getting into music as well. So I was like, okay, I need to broaden my horizons. So I started listening to things like Velvet Underground, things like that. So still really dig a lot of that. And anything that's being released by our friends, too, we're really influenced by.
Who would we be surprised to hear you're influenced by?
Animal Collective.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of Animal Collective. We kind of first connected on some Animal Collective songs back in the day. So
I saw them when they were in town for quote-unquote Levitation Fest last year. That was amazing.
So cool.
We're here with Duncan Fellows in Studio 1A. My name is Taylor Wallace. We've been talking to Colin Harmon and Colin Trevino. If you like what you hear, you can hear more of it on September 8th at Barracuda. But let's listen to some more right now. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a song called Fresh Squeezed.
Shuffle across the carpet in my loafers, brought some water to a boil at low heat. I made some eggs and burnt them all. My OJ was fresh squeezed, the baby. I stepped outside to see about the weather, and the sun was coming up so sweet. Even though my breakfast tasted bitter, my OJ was fresh squeezed, baby.
That is Austin's Duncan Fellows. That song was Fresh Squeezed. Oh, man, that was awesome. If you like what you hear, and I cannot imagine that you don't, you can check out their show at Barracuda on September 8th. It's in support of their debut album out tomorrow called Both Sides of the Ceiling. Well, again, we're going to have all of this up on KUTX.org, including a bonus third song, which you will definitely want to check out. Thanks so much, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove, for making us sound so amazing in here. Deidre Gott for putting this all together. Thank you guys, Duncan Fellows, for being here and gracing our Studio 1A with your energy today.
Thank you so much. We're very glad to be here.
My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
Eyes with our credit cards and cul-de-sac. shake, fuss and fight. Calm down now, calm down now. You're taking off your shirt when it's